This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, April 11th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Almond-based water bottles, dairy flood impacts on drinking water, and USDA offers $75 million to organic farmers. Turning almond hulls into water bottles? The legislature is considering a bill that would require plastic beverage containers to incorporate at least 15% non-petroleum biomaterials. During a policy committee hearing yesterday, proponents said ag waste, like almond byproducts, is one option for repurposing biomass. But the Consumer Brands Association pushed back, arguing the technology is not yet commercially available. GOP Assemblymember Heath Flora of Ripon called for letting the state's latest regulations on single-use plastics play out before passing any new laws. Scientists unsure if flooding on dairies affecting drinking wells. The Tulare Lake region is home to many dairies, and flooding there has led to the evacuation of up to 75,000 cows. What will the flooding do for groundwater quality? It's still a mystery. Environmental advocates fear that flushing out manure lagoons will contaminate drinking water wells with nitrates. Governor Newsom was careful to avoid this outcome by excluding dairies in his executive order that erased permitting barriers for flood-managed groundwater recharge. Researchers point out there is little science on the issue. In a blog post, UC Davis scientists explained that incidental flooding on dairies will not cause widespread new contamination, but could accelerate the existing pollution that is already heading into aquifers, or it could improve groundwater quality. But it is definitely not going to lead to E. coli contamination. The difference comes down to soil types. In sandy soils, the flooding could help with recharge. In heavier soils, it could hurt water quality. Scientists will doubtlessly be monitoring to see what works and what doesn't. USDA offers $75 million for financial and technical assistance to organic farmers. Organic farmers will receive $70 million in direct assistance to adopt a new organic management standard and another $5 million to partner with new organic technical experts to increase staff capacity and expertise, the USDA said yesterday. The funds are allocated under the 2020 Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, or CARES Act. Producers transitioning to organic can count on NRCS for assistance through the process. That the word of Natural Resources Conservation Service Chief Terry Cosby in a news release. By strengthening our technical proficiency and providing technical and financial assistance through new tools and practices, we can better support producers through the challenges of organic transition. NRCS will help producers adopt the new organic management standard under the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, or EQIP, which allows flexibility for producers to get the assistance and education they need, such as attending workshops or requesting help from experts or mentors. It supports conservation practices required for organic certification and may provide foregone income reimbursement for dips in production during the transition period, the agency said. NRCS will dedicate $5 million to partner with six organic technical experts through five-year agreements. These services, including hosting hands-on organic training and fielding organic-related staff questions. One organic research position will support the network. NRCS said it will post a notice of funding opportunity on grants.gov this week, which outlines requirements for proposals from regional organizations and partners. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Socially disadvantaged producers press lawsuit against USDA over ARPA debt relief. USDA owes socially disadvantaged farmers the debt relief they were promised in the American Rescue Plan Act, lawyers for four plaintiffs said in a response to the government's motion to dismiss their claim. Despite returning the proper forms following passage of the debt relief language in ARPA, which included $4 billion in debt relief for socially disadvantaged producers, the plaintiffs never received their payments. Instead, after multiple federal courts said the law was unconstitutional, Congress passed the Inflation Reduction Act, which made the debt relief available to any and all distressed borrowers. The four plaintiffs, three African-American producers and one Native American, are alleging breach of contract. In its motion to dismiss, the government said the plaintiffs' factual allegations, quote, do not state a plausible claim that they formed any contract with the United States, whether express or implied in fact. New executive order looks at reform of regulatory analysis comments. A new executive order from the Biden administration requires the Office of Management and Budget to consider how to make comment periods on proposed rules and guidance more efficient, and how to broaden the scope of federal agency analysis of these proposals. Regulatory analysis, as practicable and appropriate, shall recognize distributive impacts and equity to the extent permitted by law, the order says. In other words, agencies should look at the impacts of regulations on people of different socioeconomic backgrounds. In addition, the administrator of the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs will consider, quote, guidance or tools to modernize the notice and comment process, including through technological changes. Reforms could include ways to deal with mass comments, computer-generated comments, such as those generated through artificial intelligence, and falsely attributed comments. FSIS extends comment period on proposed product of USA label. The Food Safety and Inspection Service is extending the comment period on its proposed rule for a voluntary product of USA labeling claim on meat until June 11th, after receiving requests from the North American Meat Institute and the Government of Canada. NAMI sought a 90-day extension, but Canada asked for just 30 more days, which is what the FSIS granted. The proposal would allow voluntary product of USA or made in the USA claims to be used on FSIS-regulated products derived from animals born, raised, slaughtered, and processed in the United States. NAMI came out sharply against the proposed rule when it was released in March, and both Canada and Mexico have voiced concerns. The Consumer Federation of America and other groups, however, oppose the extension request. CFA, along with Consumer Reports, Food and Water Watch, and the National Family Farm Coalition, said FSIS should finalize and implement this rule as soon as possible. Finally, here's today's She Said It. Dolores Huerta is a powerhouse for social justice. That Lieutenant Governor Elena Kalinicus declaring yesterday a day in honor of the icon of farm worker rights. Kalinicus was acting governor while Newsom was in Florida. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, April 11th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.